APEC. Leaders of 18 nations of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, including President Clinton, met in Indonesia and agreed to create a gigantic free trade zone by 2020.
Though Washington has avoided taking any position on the matter for now, the U.S. might eventually prefer to see APEC become a mechanism to bind Pacific Rim nations into a NAFTA-style trade family.
ASEAN. Lee Kuan Yew, the former Prime Minister of Singapore, explains that ASEAN thinks sanctions will not work. The ASEAN view, he says, is that if we boycott or condemn the government, we'll lose influence with it. BIS. Every outsider looking at the U.S. economy writes the same prescription. Cut the government deficit. Increase the savings rate. End wasteful subsidies of coddled industries like agriculture. Increase investment in infrastructure. Just last month, the Bank for International Settlements, the central bank of the world's central banks, weighed in with precisely this advice. G7. The G7 summit has an important script: coordinating economic policies, stabilizing Russia, and rescuing free trade. But the actors seem far from up to their roles.
The leaders of the world's seven biggest industrial democracies, the so-called G7, did not mince words when Mikhail Gorbachev arrived to appeal for Western assistance.
The U.S. and EC will have still another try in time for the G7 Economic Summit in July. ICAO. The U.S. was already conferring with allies over possible joint moves at a meeting of the International Civil Aviation Organization to be held later this month in Montreal. IMF. As an IMF team arrived in Moscow, Michel Camdessous warned that the economic changes necessary to unlock $1.5 billion in aid may not be easy. NAFTA. Perot denounces NAFTA vehemently, even accusing lobbyists for the pact of economic treason.
The country had been priding itself on its stability and relative prosperity, especially since President Salinas pushed through his 6-year program of free market economic reforms, and Mexico joined the U.S. and Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA.
OECD. Unemployment in Western Europe is expected to rise to a post-war high next year, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The OECD predicted an unemployment figure of 11.4% this year and 11.9% in 1994.
Example 2. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development predicted a sluggish rate of growth in 1994 for the G7 leading industrialized countries.
OPEC. First came the OPEC embargo in response to the Arab-Israeli War of 1973. Iran administered the second oil shock 6 years later.